I did something this morning that any one of us who have these bungalows, Cindy and I have a bungalow here, and it has a whirlpool tub, but it also has an outdoor shower, which is really kind of cool. You go out, and it's obviously private.
That's the only shower you have, right?
Yeah, that's
so
the only
one.
So you
have to shower.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so you shower outside under the stars. Not that you would do that back home. And one of the other things, Gino, we were looking at Fred Klett's passport on our trip here, and it looks like, you know, those little miniature Bibles when you were a kid that they would give you. That's what it looks like. Now, we were wondering about your passport. Do you have extra pages in yours, Gino?
I do.
Of all the traveling?
I do, because it's been so many trips, and very thankful for that. But I appreciate it. And by the way, on Fred Klett, his sister called up and said they used to shower him that way in Beloit. He wouldn't want to take a shower, but they would bring him outside and just hose him down a little bit.
No, Gino, that was called rain.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Fred. I wasn't sure.
And that's when all the Klett boys showered.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's raining. Get out there and get clean.
So, but seriously, though, Fred, your passport is something I've never seen in my life, because they did not do a good job of putting your extra pages in. So I can't even imagine what it's like for you whenever you're going from country to country. And you've been in – did you ever count how many countries you've been in?
No.
Okay. It's got to be dozens upon dozens.
No, it's even way more than that.
Yeah.
But the problem with that passport is when they added the additional pages – they really did not do a good job, and they pasted them in there, and it's not even. It looks like a 5-year-old did it.
Yeah.
And then when I'm coming back, going through customs in other countries, in Chile one time, they weren't going to let me go.
Really?
They actually had an argument about one guy wanted to detain me and the other guy wanted to let me go. And luckily, the guy that wanted to let me go won, all because of the passport. I mean, it's just like they look at it and they think, hey, this is a homemade job. You can't do this. And, you get burned sometimes.
Do you get a sense like whenever – okay, so you go through so many of these lines where you have to, go through immigration, customs and immigration. Are there any countries that are more difficult to get through?
Israel was real, real, real difficult. I mean, they're crazy there with
– security, yeah. And the other thing about them is they've got those guys are trained – to actually assess your personality and your intent just by looking at your face. And we all know when we look at your face what we see. I can't even imagine what a trained anti-terrorist guard would think.
But they play games with you. They let you go, and then they call you back. And then and they recheck everything, and they look at you closely while they're doing that. And I had them do that 3 times where they let me go and call me back.
Really?
And they're watching you. And
for your reactions,
and yes, and they read micro expressions.
They do,
and I was actually thinking, God, if I had any, I mean, I started thinking about a Tootsie Roll Pop that I stole in the sixth grade. it scares you. I mean, you just start thinking, I know I've done bad things, and it's effective what they do, because if you got anything
right
off, they're gonna make you. They put you in such a position that you're so uncomfortable. I had a guy standing next to me in line. He just started talking to me, and I'm looking at him like, I don't know you, and he just kept talking. And come on, look at me. I'm not approachable.
No, not at all. No,
and
even now I don't like talking to you.
Yeah, freaking me out a little bit.
But this guy, they came and took him by the elbow and led him away, and I never saw him again.
Wow.
So I don't know what his game was, but I think he was trying to look like,
he was with you,
my buddy.
Mm-hmm. Can we go back to the, you think you've done a lot of bad things and stealing a Tootsie Pop is on the list?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your definition of bad things.
Pretty major accomplishment. Are you
kidding? But I know exactly what you're talking about. Like whenever when they're at the airport and they want to dust you, were you touching any explosives or anything? Even though you're 1,000% sure you've never done that, for some reason you start thinking, well, wait a minute. Did I accidentally touch something?
What did I do?
If you have any doubt,
mm-hmm.
The thing to do is run. Run as fast as you can. Try to get back to your car.
That is great advice.
Try to get back to your car.
If you can get in your car, there's a good chance you're going to be safe. Get out of there.
Good advice, Fred.